coaching.
Blake, what thoughts are you left with when you look back on this season?
That was they're starting to go by faster and faster. I guess that's kind of the way it goes, and there's definitely a lot of disappointment with the way it went. You know, certainly coming into the year, being pretty excited about where we left off last year. You know, looking to build on that. Yeah, it's disappointing. I think, you know, it's been a while now since kind of that reality sunk in, so kind of gotten used to it, and you know, you just want, I guess, to kind of get away from it for a little bit now.
Can you build off where you left it off this season?
I think so. I think, you know, with everything being said, I think there's a lot of things to look forward to. And we had a lot of guys who came a long way, certainly in the second half of the year. A lot of the young guys who were given a little bit bigger of a responsibility, a little bit more opportunity to play some more meaningful minutes. And I think a lot of guys took a lot of big steps. So that's something to be excited about for us.
You took a pretty big step personally this year. I know you're a team first guy. Have you done a lot of reflection on your own personal game this year?
I haven't yet. You know, it takes a lot, you know, to put into every game, and for me, that's what it takes, you know, to kind of get to that level. So there'll be a time for sure when I'm able to kind of reflect on it. I'll be proud of the work I put in, you know, playing with Shipes and Nikki the last little bit. You know, that was exciting. Those guys are they're a lot of fun to play with. They bring a new dimension for me to the game. So I think there's a lot to look forward to in that aspect.
Do you want to be the captain of this team?
You know, obviously everyone wants to be where the C. I think there's a lot of pride that comes with that. Given that opportunity, you know, I would respect that and wear it with pride. But that being said, you know, there's going to be a lot of conversations had, I think, internally, and to try to find out who the best fit is for the organization.
Have you almost felt like you're the captain since Andrew left? You've kind of been the go-to guy almost every day.
Well, I think we've had a long, you know, a lot of guys who have stepped up. Our leadership's been pretty strong. Even when Laddie was here, you know, I think myself and Stewie and Chris Thorburn and Buff, you know, amongst other guys, have kind of taken the reins and tried to fill the void. I think when Laddie was traded, I think everyone stepped up a little bit and kind of had to, you know, had to take on a little bit more than they did before to try to show some of the young guys, you know, what it looks like every single day, because, you know, the last 20 so games could have fallen off the rails pretty quick.
What are your immediate plans for the next month?
I'm just going to spend as much time as I can with my family. I think after today they'll probably strap handcuffs on me and not let me leave the house for a while. So it's exciting, you know. We have a little girl we had last August that I barely know, so I get to spend some time with her. So I'm excited.
So no world championships.
Yeah, probably not.
Like there's talk this team could get even younger next year. How do you feel about that, and if it means more growing pains?
Well, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I guess it's tough to really have a meaningful comment on that. You know, that's out of my control. So there's obviously a lot of disappointment right now. And coming into next season, you know, I'm going to be optimistic about our chances no matter how young we get. So I believe still in you know, what I bring to the table, you know, what our core brings to the table, and whoever we bring in to supplement that, I'll believe in them too and come in expecting to get back on track.
As the captain, they conceivable they'd ask for your opinion on stuff like that, isn't it? And what would you say about it?
Yeah, that's speculation. I don't know. I don't know. I've never had that conversation, you know, so I don't know if they do. Laddie never shared that with me as well, so you know, I would anticipate that I'll just be left to play hockey.
Wait, what was missing or lacking in your opinion?
Well, I think 5-on-5, we were a pretty good hockey team, you know. I think our special teams obviously let us down a little bit for a long stretch, and, you know, you don't necessarily need a power play to win the Stanley Cup, but, you know, you can't have it hurt you either, and I think there were times our power play hurt us, and so there's a lot of games you look at and, you know, a goal here, a goal there, bounce in the right direction. We were close all year. You know, it doesn't feel that way, the way that we ended up, but, you know, we weren't that far off either. So it's not like we completely fell off a cliff. Where we were in the standings would indicate that, but never once in a game did I feel like we didn't belong out there.
What would success at the World Cup mean to you?
Yeah, anytime you're given an opportunity like that, you want to try to win. You know, I'm like I said, starting to get into the prime of my career, and anytime you are given an opportunity to try to win anything, you want to try to bring it home. So I'm excited about the opportunity to represent, you know, United States again.
Will you watch the playoffs? Will you watch the playoffs a lot and give a prediction?
No, I don't. I probably won't watch much to start. As it goes on, I'm sure I will. You know, it's been a long stretch here, so I'm going to get away from it for a little bit.
Health wise, Blake, I mean, overall, are you okay going into the summer?
Yeah, all good. All good.
The power play was lacking in approach or X's and O's or some skill or put your finger on
it? Anaheim had the worst power play in the league last year, and now they have the first power play. I don't know. That's one of those things. And, you know, Boston won the Stanley Cup with the worst power play in the league. So I think there is some merit to it. You know, like I said, I think for me, you look at more, is your power play, you know, generating offense and building momentum for your team. And as long as it's doing that, it's doing its job. You know, statistically, you score one out of every four times or one out of every five times. You have the best power play in the league, so that means you don't three or four times. So, I don't know. We could be having this conversation next year about having the best power play in the league, and you would be like, "What changed?" And probably not a whole lot changed. So, I'm not sure.
Thank you.